Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Rita, you start this one.
Rita. Hi everyone, how are you? And you're welcome to another week of...
Well, I tell you, she
romance
wouldn't,
and love.
You wouldn't put her on Babe Chat.
Yeah, you would. Hello, do you want me to go on Babe Chat? Do you want me to turn Babe Chat?
Oh, yeah, a Mayo please. Babe Chat.
Hi. Here, what's the story with this plant clinic?
Oh, yeah. So, a woman was talking to me recently. Says she was saying to me, oh, the health benefits of ginger.
This is in Africa,
incredible.
She was telling you.
Yeah. So
where was she from?
Athlone.
Okay.
So,
that's all I asked.
Did you buy this book in Africa?
No, I bought it in Galway. So, it's all about how your... whatever you're suffering from, there's a plant remedy.
A herb. Yeah.
So, Rita, give me an example of something that you may...
Old age.
Itchy hole.
Well, I was not going to say itchy hole on the thing.
Old age.
No, I was not going to say old age.
Okay, what about stomach problems?
Glycoma.
Irritable bowel system.
Glycoma, okay. Okay, glycoma.
Glycoma. Let me think. Of an alder tree.
44.
Mixed
there's
with
not
the
actually
juice
a thing for glycoma.
There
here.
Is, yeah.
I think there's a... Well, let's
I'll
just
tell you now.
Rosehip.
Glycoma, rosehip. It would be mixed with a little bit of turmeric.
See a physician. glycoma. See your doctor immediately.
Glycoma. Glycoma comes from the Latin word glycomason.
I don't know. There's nothing for glycoma.
Okay, cancer.
For fuck's sake, Larita. It's an ailment, not a fucking sentence.
Oh, I know. Fungus, toe fungus.
Toe fungus. Too much information.
Think of something.
Thrush. That'll be a good thrush. One. There'll be definitely something in there for thrush.
Oh, and the thrush.
There's nothing for thrush.
You can't
has to be something for thrush.
Well, you can't beat
warts. We go warts.
A good dose of thrush.
What's that stuff that happened to Leprechaun?
A good dose of thrush.
What's that stuff you get in your penis?
Gonorrhea, is
yeah.
it? The stinky dance.
Syphilis.
Echinacea is supposed to be great for warts.
Echinacea, you take that when you're getting a cold.
Echinacea is great for everything. Throw it, smear it on your body.
Well, listen to this. This is a good one now. The most successful topical treatment method known to many herbalists involves good old banana peel. Apply the white inner side of banana peel, taping it onto the wart like a compress. Apply a fresh banana peel every day and persist with this treatment for at least a month until your wart is cleared.
Now, hang on a second.
Go around with a banana on your hand.
There's no way you get away with this 20 years
ago. What about something like, what's it?
Mastitis.
Mastitis.
You have a dose of that, Rita. With your breasticles.
Go on, yeah.
What is mastitis? It's swelling
mastitis
of the breast.
Mastitis is a swelling of the nipple and a bacteria feeding into the head of the nipple.
It's when your ducts get blocked. I think
bacterial duct block.
It's
bacterial.
Look, I'm more familiar with it in cows when cows are feeding calves.
It can happen females.
Yeah, exactly. I know that
when they start breastfeeding.
Mm. Mastitis, Tommy. Mass.
Peppermint is good for if you've got too much breast milk.
What do you do with that? Stick it on?
Or the yarrow leaf.
You'd burn the nipples off yourself with peppermint.
Where are you going to get the yarrow leaf? This is all.
Do you drink it or
stick it? Oh, yeah, mastitis. This is a mastitis now. Apply a cold cabbage to the breast.
Apply a cold
cabbage leaves to the breast, like a compressed.
And then put your bra.
Be sure to ask your greengrocer for a cabbage with large leaves.
How are you, John?
I'm awful. These are the leaves you remove to place over. These, you take the leaves off the cabbage, put them over the breast, and they will feel extra soothing if you refrigerate them in advance.
Not a lovely sight for a man coming in after a hard day's work and his wife is in the kitchen with cabbage on her ditties.
She'd smell delicious. Dolls. Sore throat.
What about sore neck, headache, migraine?
I had a bad throat all week. Go on, see what's sore throat.
Septic throat. Tonsillitis, Tommy.
Tonsillitis,
tonsillitis.
Even if you don't have tonsils.
Trina would always bring me, I you're looking for it there, I always had bad tonsils. And Trina would bring me to the Bressing of the Blazes, yes. St. Blazes Day.
I was blessed 100 times by Blaze and he never fixed them.
With
the candles crossed over each other, yep.
The blessing of the throats.
The blessing of the throats. Wasted time. Still had to get my tonsils out.
The huge news in the parish, we haven't spoke about it, is congratulations, Loretta, and happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy 40 birthday.
I hate it like...
Congratulations.
I hate it like Tommy going down an African road. Bad, bumpy,
what
lumpy.
Does that mean?
It was a bad road.
Traumatic?
Yeah.
Depressing, why?
You were sick last week.
I was sick.
Oh, really?
So I had a septic throat, so it was very unwell. Yeah, go to the number 274 of that
for septic throat.
I was ill, temperature, unwell, very sick. And I thought, oh my God.
Is this what the world is?
This is where I've landed at 40, depressed, decrepit, in bed.
Full of beaches.
You're just like us, Loretta.
Yeah, it's usual occurrence when you get into your 50s.
Great age. Will you tell people you're 40 now?
Sure, everyone knows now. Sure, it's ridiculous. Put it on feckin' Facebook.
You'll be in the newspaper now. They'll have, on the back of the newspaper.
What's that magazine for old people in Ireland? Ireland's Eye or Ireland's
Own? Ireland's Own. People whose birthdays it is.
Ireland's Own. I'll be getting an interview in Ireland's Own. That's, or Senior Times. What's it called?
Is Audrey close to 40?
Oh, no. She reminds me that she has another few months. April, she's not 40.
Yeah, she's still 39.
She's got a great sting in her tail just yet. Yeah. She's a lot to live for.
So,
yes.
What is this?
So, here's your birthday present.
Oh, Hector.
It's just traditional.
Right, will you open it or?
No, you open it. It's just traditional because as they're going,
something we can take.
What can I get somebody who's 40 now who's lost all their zest for life? And I got a brown bread, homemade brown bread.
A loaf of bread. Soda bread. Soda. Easy on the teeth.
And the piece de resistance.
It's spilled all over the place. It's spilled. Oh, it's delicious.
The jam, is it?
The jam.
So tell us about the
jam.
Thank
you very much, Hector.
Thank you. I got you some bread and jam to bring home to Mayo because I know some of the
soft food. When you're in your 40s, you need soft food.
The jam is my own jam. The apples were ready to fall last week, so I called to the youngest lad because the other lads in university. I said, "Come out here now!" And we went round and we took about 20 boxes of apples off my apple trees. I have 5 apple trees and they're plentiful and they're beautiful and I talk to them and they're way up the back and they're sort of like owl apple trees, but by God did they produce
cookers them. Or eating.
I think they're Bramleys. There's a mixture of Bramley in them, the great Irish apple.
So how did you make the jam?
I didn't make it. I picked them and then I wore.
So how did you make the jam?
We'll come back now. That's
join us after the break and Hector will tell us how he made the jam.
What's that
515-552
the afternoon show.
How are you doing now? Welcome.
Who's
to
your one that she's in or something else?
She's in Italy, love. Well, the jam at the moment is coming off the trees and it's bucket loads. At the moment the county council are cutting the hedgerows, which is absolutely disgrace. What you're doing is you're wrecking the natural habitat. That's the 6 o'clock show. So these are my own apples.
Oh, it's very nice. It's lovely. It has a kind of...
So there's a clovey taste of it.
Yeah, but Mary, my neighbour up the road...
You're not supposed to eat the cloves, Tommy.
So what?
You're not supposed to eat the
cloves. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, but cloves are good for you.
That won't be great coming
look
out the other
plants.
End of you.
Cloves are good for you. It's a natural antiseptic.
Antioxidant.
So this is made We went up the road.
I've never heard of apple jam.
Neither
until
did I
then.
Until I went to this.
Apple jam, I don't apple
know how,
sauce.
I don't know how to make jam, so I had 20 boxes of apples and I walked up the road to a neighbour called Mary, who's from Headford originally. And she is an amazing woman.
Why are you eating?
She's an elderly woman.
Like she's,
she's a great woman. She's out all the time and she's herding cattle and the sun is milking and she's living on her own. Her husband passed away in 1991 and every time I see her, I said to her, she's out and she's in.
Did you ask the woman to make you jam?
I said to her in June, I said, Mary, I'll be back at the end of the summer. Can you make jam? And she said, yes, I can. I said, I'll be back. And I came back with 6 boxes of apples.
And did you give her the jars as well?
So how does she make it?
So she, her hands aren't, she gets,
here we go again.
She gets a sort of a pain, an arthritis-y pain in her hands. So last Wednesday afternoon, I went into the kitchen with her and I peeled about 300 apples for
in her house?
Yeah, in her house. And she had big saucepans, three big pots up on the range.
Peeler you can buy, you know, that you just swivel it around in the apple peels.
You're very
I'll
good
buy you one.
Picture for
and give it to Mary.
She told me great stories and I stayed in the kitchen with her and she showed me how to make jam. And it was, for every pound of apples, it's a pound of sugar. Uh-huh. And I said, and but then Mary said, I'm going to throw in cloves because this is an old thing that my mother used to teach me.
And did Mary make apple jam before?
Yeah. No, but she'd normally have strawberries and blackberries. But the hedgerows have been cutting down and there's not enough of them around.
There's no blackberries.
County councils are cutting them. So we made it and we...
Is that too much sugar? A kilo of sugar?
The best, that's
a, you
it's
need
not the best jam.
The sugar has to set the
it's
jam.
It's not the best jam in
it
the
is,
world.
It's lovely, Hector. It's lovely. Lovely apple-y, sugary, clovey
it's
taste off it.
Apple sauce, that is. You have that with bacon.
Nice. It's
made
from my own apples in my own garden and I feel as if that is me and the land. I'm not a farmer, but they're me apples. I went up to a neighbour.
You're the Pocahontas of Clare Galway, really.
So we have 50 pots of jam and what I did the other night...
50 pots?
Yeah, so what
and did you let Mary keep any for
she
herself?
She has 7 or 8.
How much did you sell them to Mary for? How much you got cash?
I got her 5 and just before I left, I turned around and said, Mary, you owe me for 4 pots
Mary,
of jam.
Mary, I'll have to charge you for
and
that.
And then she went, if you have any change, I said, I don't. Give me fair. So what I did the other night...
Prizing the fucking money out of her hand and the fingers all narrow. Like, get it off me now, Mary. Give me one of them fingers. Don't let me pull it back. I'm pulling back. And she's screaming. I can throw it out. The
50 pound cash. So what we did the other night was me, Seth and Shane hopped into the car with about 30 pots in the back and I went to about 10.
Turn around, sell them door to door.
No, I went to neighbours' houses all over Clare Galway.
Two for a fiver. Did you?
Who are you?
I knocked on their doors and I just gave them jam and they were delighted. And there was something nice about that and they couldn't believe it was at 10 o'clock at night I was there.
10 o'clock at fucking night?
Dark, you're not supposed to. That's after the cutoff.
Like, who the fuck is that?
That's after the cutoff point.
Yeah. I know, yeah, but it was dark. It was dark.
Hector, how are you?
Yeah. I have a pot of jam for you from my own apples. And it was something nice, so I gave them to all our friends around Clare Galway. And they're my own apples.
That is beautiful, Hector.
Well, you see, this is the time they'll fall off the tree. And if I let them down on the ground, they say never bruise.
You're a mystery.
Never bruise an apple.
Does your wife know how lucky she is to be married to?
She knows I'm bountiful and plentiful, yes. Oh. And I called her. I called her from the garden. I said, come up here. Look, the apples are ready to be picked. And we twisted.
Why did you put on a fairy tale?
Was there a film crew beside you or something?
It sounded like that.
Were you being filmed going around to the neighbours?
No.
Yeah, you did. You got the young fella to post some. Did you?
No.
Okay.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No, but I have it in me to sort of go, here I am in my garden.
Feel a bit sick after you know the jam.
No, because now you found out how much sugar's in it.
So what we did was we made a jam and there are apple jam. It's apple and clove jam and there's no preservatives in it.
It's
so
just
it's not
the
like,
apple, you see. It's not hard enough.
She's a bit
there's
runny.
There's enough sugar to rot your fucking teeth out of your head in a week.
I'd say you needed 2 pounds of sugar for every pound of apples.
But we were in our house for about 4 hours like a cotton house. And then I kept saying to her, how many more apples do you need? She'd be going to the front to bring in another bucket.
You got her to go out and lift in the buckets.
But the thing was,
Mary, I need more apples.
I swear to God, she's in her late 70s or early 80s, and she's the most sprightly zest for life. And she's an amazing woman who reared her kids on her own. Her dad, or the husband, passed away in 1991, but she's an agricultural.
Did she put any juice into
and
her?
She was like, she was stirring away, and the 3 pots were going.
Were you there the whole time?
I was there for about 5 hours, and as Dibna came in, I came in about 6 o'clock that evening, and Shane, everyone was there. Where were you? I was up in the mirror with the smell of cloves off you and jam. I just smelled like fucking jam and cloves. I said I was above a mirror. I mean, a magnificent.
What did you talk to her about over 5 hours?
She spoke about when her husband passed away suddenly from a heart attack. And
were the two of you just sitting at the sink?
Standing at the stove. me peeling, and she's weighing, and she's stirring, and we just talked for hours. And she's an amazing outdoor woman. She is as sprightly and as fit looking and just life.
Isn't that lovely? Did she probably enjoy that as well?
And her son is milking, and she goes, "Jeez, we've a herd to get in, and we fertilise it down before the thing." And I was just, she's a lovely neighbour. And
are you thinking of getting into business?
I know she's an outdoor woman, and it was funny when I arrived that she said, "I knew you'd be back." And she goes, "The only thing I can't do is peel these apples." So I peeled a couple of hundred apples for her.
Next year, Hector will be selling his own jam. Nice.
Did she know that you were coming that day?
No, she said.
So you just arrived.
I arrived and I knocked and I said, I could see the car was outside and I could see the chimney, you know. There's an old style farmhouse.
So she had the fire on.
And you knock on the sliding door that was built in Ireland in the 70s. We all had it to keep the house warmer. But she has so many plants and wheelbarrows of dung, and she's got little strawberry beds, and it's like Narnia in her garden. I know she's an outdoor. She's always outside. She's always at the earth, and you can see that from her in the way she is. She's a West of Ireland, sprightly, an amazing woman who's an agricultural lady.
I wouldn't have the patience to do that. I'd get bored in like 20 minutes or something. Yeah.
But said to myself, turn off my mobile. I'm going to stand and I'm going to be with her here in the kitchen for the next couple of hours as we make jam and just watch her. And then she said, I rang a friend of mine. She's 97. And I said, what? Oh, yeah. This is when I went back to collect the jams, as they set. I rang a neighbour, a friend of mine who's 97, and I said, I told her I was making jam, and that the 97-year-old gave her the list of things. She said, did you put cloves in? Okay, so if they're apples, you know what apples they are. 97 years of age. Mm. They're all traditions and everything that we're losing.
Will you get her a present now for helping?
I said to her, would you like a little nip of whiskey? And she goes, I don't drink. Uh-huh. And then I said, what can I get?
I'll get her the peeler. She loved that.
Maybe something like that. Or I might buy her a nice...
She didn't say it. I'm fond of a puff if you have any ganja in you.
I said, I have lovely weed. And I might get her a little something, a plant or something. She's just a lovely neighbour up the road in a small little laneway who lives on her own. And I'm glad I spent a few hours with her.
That's a beautiful thing to do, isn't it?
It is lovely. Really? Really nice.
Anyway, the jam isn't... I'd say it's 7 out of 10.
Why would you say that?
I'd say what you'd need to do, Hector, is leave that jam for about 6 months and then eat it.
Not many people make apple jam, you see.
Yeah, but the jam hasn't fully set yet. You haven't let it set.
But as you, to a country person, and I know you are...
With lower standards.
You're a fantastic woman. Rita, I just want to say this.
Let's say woman now
you're like a sister that we never had, even though he has sisters, but you're like a sister to me anyway.
You're like a wife we'd never ride.
Right.
Yeah, okay, even though we love you. I love you. Yeah. And I love you in a bad way. I don't mean like that. But I love
you. You can't love someone in a bad way.
No, but you know.
Awkward over here.
No, we get on well together.
Tommy's losing interest.
And you know you're a very special friend to me.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give you something to bring back to Knockmore for your 40.
Yeah. He has another 47 cases of it in the car. He's making the same speech all over Tregolman.
Could you imagine me at the door at 10 o'clock at night?
John, can I stop you there? You're a very special friend to me.
I'd say to John, going, John, is your wife here? Yes, send her out. You know you're a really special friend.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Hey, speaking of that, we got into a thing on Netflix the other night. And I swear to God, we did 10 hours of the most gripping, me and Dipna, the most gripping, horrific, real.
Is it real life?
It's German, it's subtitles, it's called Dear Child, Liebe Kind. And it's about this wife and the two children are locked in a room.
Put manners on them.
Oh my God, have you seen it?
No, not yet, but I will
God
look at it.
God almighty.
What's it called, Chestnut Liebe
Man. It's the Chestnut Man. It's called Liebe Kind. It's in German.
Is it like the infinite wardrobe?
It's just...
Do you remember that?
This lad... you can hear the keys coming and all you see is his boots and the work pants.
Is it too much?
It is too much. We watched 10 hours and 2 nights. But when he walks into this room where they're locked away for years, sparseness, they have to do something. Papa coming now. They're standing for a student. Papa coming. You can hear the keys.
Are they afraid of Papa?
Yeah. He opens this dungeon door and the wife is there. But I can't tell you what happens.
Okay,
then the kids have to do something. Papa's coming. And the only thing they live on is
milk and protein bars. And
protein bars?
Yeah, and it's just the maddest. I think it's based on a true story. It's called Dear Child, Leap Again.
And what hooked you about it?
Yeah, after a while I was on the couch. Subtitles. Going, Stand it for
I love that.
Dibble was jumping. And then even when I'm going to bed, I'm going, is styling floor in 9 and 1? Is the door down there closed? Oh, it is
okay,
gripping.
I'm going to watch it.
It's gripping.
I'll watch it tonight.
And I guarantee you, Hannah, the little girl who plays the girl, oh my God. And it's just layer after layer of fucked up madness. You'd be there going, oh my God. Oh God, it's good.
Are you at the end of it now?
We finished it. We finished
one series.
It. We finished it. It's one series. It's 8 hours, one series. And it's called...
And what put you onto it?
It was trending. And then I caught Shane watching it in the other room.
Was he rattled?
And I said, when I come in, he just jumped. And went,
Papa coming
now. Yeah. And I said, did you watch all of that? And he goes, yeah, it's young lads are watching him.
They love it.
They're loving it. But this is gripping reality, crazy, fucked up captivity. Who's your man that had the fucking family downstairs?
I was on top of the
Joseph Ritzel.
I was on top of the missus last night after being away for a week. Papa coming. there was a knock on the door. Mom! And I shouted out, Papa coming!
That's a classic! Explain it to the Papa coming now!
Papa coming! I'm leaving the oven,
Don't interrupt me before, you will be punished for that when Papa comes. Papa coming!
Papa coming!
The Barnum version.
It's just the German. It's
you're in the shower, there's a knock on the bathroom door. Will you be long? Papa coming!
But
Papa.
These two little
Papa Common,
the way he terrorises. Oh, he's sleeping dick.
No, but tell me.
Sleeping dick.
Oh my God.
Sleeping dick. Why don't
tell me there's no sexual stuff in it, is there?
No, there's nothing like that. But it's just the power this man has over this and the way he terrorised them mentally and physically. And then when the door opens, you can see the big bunch of keys and they're locked away in this place. And it's just the horrific homeschooling inside and the door and when it turns off.
I genuinely don't feel well after that jam.
He says that about every bit of it. Like there was a
time. I don't feel well. If I made that, he'd have definitely got sick by now.
Oh, it's apple and clove. It's not my greatest.
You're after swallowing a full clove.
It's not my greatest hit. But it's apples.
I'm telling you, if you leave that for 6 months, it'll thicken up.
Why does it need time like that?
Because the pectin needs to be.
All jams have preservatives, and that's why they.
No, the sugar preserves them.
Sugar, but I don't know. This you'll get a good 2 or 3 weeks out of this before.
You need maybe a bit of rhubarb or something in it too.
Did you guys make jam at home in the old days?
Oh, my mother used to make jam.
Really, from what?
Rhubarb generally. Oh yeah. Gooseberry jam.
Yeah.
Or blackberry jam.
Oh, I said the rhubarb is nice.
Oh yeah,
it?
Rhubarb jam. I'll make you rhubarb jam.
And it's grand.
So there's that's
apple and rhubarb. That's nice.
So that was that. That was the. I recommend it, and I know you like your true crime, and I know you like your suspenseful. Don't watch it on your own, with the wind blowing on a windy night and the rain hitting off the windows.
No, that's
you want to have somebody in the house with you when you watch this.
And is most of it set in the dungeon room?
Yeah.
So how do they make that interesting and visually?
It's just what the harrowing world that they live in. And she's
phenomenal acting.
This little girl called Hannah is apps. It's the way he's, and what they stage something to happen and where your man has completely...
Is it all set in the room, basically?
Yeah, but I can't tell you the twists in it. It's just fucking mad. And there's obviously, in all of these, like all in this Scandinavian and the Germanic stuff, there's always a detective who's a little bit off kilter.
Oh, there's a detective in it as well.
Yeah, and then there's another detective. And then there's always something going on. But it's bleak and it's different. And it was well worth watching because I like true crime.
How are all your American relatives?
Wonderful. The bishop went to see the Jets versus the...
Who the fuck is the bishop now?
The bishop, my cousin, the bishop.
Okay.
Bishop Kevin, Bishop of Paterson, New Jersey. He went to watch the Jets playing the Chiefs the other night as a guest of my friend, Joe Klecko, that used to play... Hall of Famer, got his ring on the pitch the other night.
Filth, pure filth. got his ring on the pitch. Can you get a close up of that? Spread them cheeks, Joe Klecko.
That's a Joe Klecko
ring.
Oh my
God, look at that for a ring.
Sick.
CBS go live in the ring.
So he was at that, and he's great, wonderful.
Who won that match?
He's living in the most underprivileged part of New Jersey and is the bishop there.
Good.
I said to his brother, I said, do you go up and stay with him much? And he goes, oh God, absolutely not. You couldn't stay up there. Your car would be stolen. But it's really, really problem area that he's in. So he's loved and he's a great fella. So he's doing wonderful.
Are you in touch with the White House relations at all?
Yeah, but I'm not. There's nothing to talk to you about that.
What's going on there?
What is happening over there, really?
I'm only asking questions. Are you? You're in touch.
You always ask inappropriate questions.
Isn't that why I get paid the big bucks to ask to say the stupid things?
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
So how are they in the White House?
How's everything?
Yeah. Good. Everything's good.
Are they
getting ready for a big campaign?
Okay. All right. Are you going to help out?
I might. Yeah. I probably will.
And what would that involve?
Probably go for about. I went to Nevada the last time, so I'm not going to go there.
Did they win Nevada?
Yes, they did.
Okay, wow.
It all turned drastically when I left.
In what way?
Just he started winning all the states as I left. Before that, he hadn't won anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where I'll go this time. Somewhere
Arkansas.
Weird. Somewhere weird.
Ohio.
South Carolina.
Mm.
So if you say, okay, I'm going to go to North Carolina... What happens? So what do you do?
I just fly there and meet them.
You meet them and they'll be in a tour bus or special planes.
It's massive. There's loads. Now, it'll be different because he's the president this time.
Yeah.
Before he wasn't the president. So it was, tour buses and like massive groups of different people. Like, so I tried to get a sample of all of it. I went out knocking on doors, as they call it over there. Out into this, and then I was like, I got into the car after a full day of going around knocking on doors in Nevada
with all the gear, the paraphernalia
outside Vegas. And I was like, Larissa, you could have got shot in the face when somebody opened their doors.
Yeah,
like, I think they probably kept me in safe enough areas and gated areas. And a lot of them, you're going around knocking on doors, and people are coming out in like their tracksuit bottoms and their hands.
What do you say to them?
Hi, I'm here to campaign for Joe Biden,
we're looking for your vote.
Yeah, basically.
And did you get much guff?
None.
What was people's reaction then?
Half of them were stoned out of their heads.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I didn't get any guff. It's not like here where you go, well, I need Tim to fix the traffic in this village and reduce the speed
limit. My daughter
limit.
Is in college and she can't find a place to rent and live.
Yeah.
What does he have to do with that?
Yeah, and there's bushes coming out on my driveway and I've potholes all on. So you don't get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as vicious as... but look, you see all the viciousness and you think, oh, it's awful and all this stuff online. But it's like any of that hate stuff. It's, if you're in front of somebody or they're in front of you, they're not going to say anything to your face. They're just all talking about it on social media. So I don't know where I'm going to go and I don't know how... you go for about 10 days.
And are you allowed to go anywhere? Can you choose?
I'd say so, yeah. Mm. There'd be no reason why I couldn't go anywhere. Yeah. Now, they came back to me the last time and said, oh, this would be more... an official or whatever, and then they rang me afterwards and said, oh my God, you just gave him such a lift, he had such a great time with you here, he put such a boost into him.
This is the president?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he wasn't the president then.
Monica Lewinsky of...
No, I'm not, Tommy. I'm not an intern and I didn't...
No, but do you know Monica used to lift Bill's spirits?
I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, she's put a pep in his step.
That is sexual and disgusting. There's sexual innuendos in that sentence. Yes, there is.
I think
she would lift him, but she'd give him a lift, in the morning.
Nasty. It's nasty.
What's nasty?
I'm related to the man. I'm not going to have sex with him.
Who said you're going to have sex with him?
You said he's going to lift I'm going to lift his spirits.
But that's
Monica Lewinsky.
You said you lifted his spirits.
Yeah, I did. And then you said Monica Lewinsky did that to...
For Bill, she did.
Well,
she lifted his spirits.
She brought him coffee.
She had a different way of going about it than you do.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's it. Anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to go and I don't know how long I'm going to go
for. You have the big rosette here and all the paraphernalia.
We get a jacket with Joe Biden's face in the back of it.
Yeah.
Biden for riding.
Riding to Biden. That was actually one of their signs. Riding with Biden.
Class.
Papa coming.
Papa Steinenstein.
Because Americans don't take the word riding the way we take it.
No.
So, I think I'll do it. It'll be fun to do it.
Fair play to
you. But when I When I went on that trip with them, we went to this like little China part of Las Vegas, and there was like the building was wrapped around like three times because there was a lot of immigrants in that particular area, and they love Joe Biden because he's very much, you know, pro-immigrants and, you know, unity for all of them and all that. So we're in there in this massive room and it's packed. Half the people can't get in there. And they're all there, like the taxi driver, I told him where I was going to and he nearly lost his life. He was like from Mexico and he couldn't believe like that I knew this man, like I personally knew him, and I was going. And then the next thing, I'm in the room with him.
It's great that you managed to get it. It was only a short taxi ride, but you managed to get it into the conversation.
No, he said to me, "What are you doing?" Where he was pure chatty. "Where are you going? What are you doing?" I says, "Oh, I'm just going to go and meet Joe Biden and go on a scamp. I'm on a campaign trail." And he was nearly died. Okay. So then I'm in there. I'm standing down the side. There's like thousands of people here. And he goes, "My cousin from Ireland is here." And he's talking about his immigrant, you know, his ancestors coming over to America and how important that was for him. And look where he's become, what he's become. And he's like, "Loretta, where are you? Come on up here." And he brought me up on stage, and I was on TV and like all the Fox, all the networks in America up on stage with Joe Biden. And then afterwards, it was absolutely hilarious because he had brought me up on stage and done all that. They all wanted to get photographs with me afterwards. They were like, "Oh my God, can we get a photograph with you?" I was like, "Yeah, of course, no problem."
So the way that a lot of people will be watching the election here, right? So you have a real vested interest in...
Yeah, I had a full party the last time, even though it was COVID. A full party, but it'll be bigger this time.
But you're into it. You're really into it.
But I was into it before him. Like, I was, you know, before he was running for president, I was into it. Like, I've been into American politics for a long time. Wow. Yeah. I was into kind of politics in Ireland, and just to see the flip side of it is...
And how distraught will you be if he doesn't win?
I'd be disappointed for him, but I don't think he's not going to win. I think he's definitely going to win this time more than the last time. I think it's like a certain now.
Really?
He's going to win. I think so. I mean, America's, as they said the other day, America is in bad condition and Joe Biden is soothing it. Because he's the calm in the storm.
What's happening with Dudfella? What's he at the moment?
He is absolutely hilarious. He's in court yesterday or this week because of the fraud that him and his sons got involved in, something like $215 billion or something. They were trying to get loans for these properties. And he's like, my accounts are impeccable. My property is fantastic. You know, this sort of, it's all, no matter what situation he's in, his is the best situation of all.
How pissed off will you be if he wins?
I'm not American at the end of the day, so you'd be disappointed for the American people.
Would you be disappointed for Joe personally?
Yeah.
Or would you be just disappointed for America?
Well, I'd be disappointed. It'd be like if you didn't get, if you were running for presidency, if you're running to become the next president of Ireland and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be disappointed for Ireland.
But how bad was America under Trump, and how good is America under
Biden? Well, listen,
Biden?
We have a lot of people in America that listen to this podcast. And one thing I have learned over the last few months is America is not broken in American people's eyes. So be careful what you say about America to Americans. America's perfectly fine.
I couldn't be trusted to be president. I'd just say things to people, inappropriate things. Anyway, so you're.
I'm not going to do that campaign thing again where I go around knocking on doors. That's just weird. It's weird. Yeah. I don't like it. It's not safe. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm definitely going to go on the campaign trail with them to some part of America, and definitely a part of America that, like, I went on that trip on my own. I went there for 10 days and I arrived there and I met the team and all that. But in the evenings, like, this man became fucking fixated on me. Joe Biden passed him over to me, and I realised afterwards he passed him over to me because he was trying to get away from him. And your man was a creep. And he became fixated with me, like obsessed. Like he was every day, wherever I was, he was there. "Hi, I'm here." I was like, "Oh my God." So eventually...
You married him?
I left him.
So he said, "I used to work for RTE, not anymore."
It was a bit weird though. I was on my own. I was in all these casinos, and all the hotels have big, massive casinos, and you're kind of there at night now on your own.
Yeah.
playing. That's fucking depressing. I admire people who can go on holidays on their own.
So are you going to go on your own this time?
Yeah, probably, because I probably will be the only person that will be allowed to go on it, but I'm just saying.
Oh, whoever you go with needs special security clearance and stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a lot different
now. On the stage
now.
And backstage. With him
it'll be different now because he's president. So what it'll do you be think? A lot different. There'll be loads of... Like, he didn't have any, security with them the last time, apart from maybe one or two men that he might have had employed. But, like, now he's going to have, like, a full
army.
When
does all that start?
It started already.
And when is the election?
November.
Next November. So when you say people, American people and the presidential people listen to this podcast, what are the consequences of that, Larissa?
Maybe I won't be allowed to go on the campaign.
They don't really listen to this podcast.
Of course they do.
When you say they, who are you talking about? Like Secret Service.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me.
I can't tell you. Like a lot of staff, a lot of Secret Service. Like a lot of those
for guys. Entertainment or just to keep an eye on you?
No, for entertainment.
They listen to this for entertainment.
Yeah. Wow.
Hello there.
How do they... Really?
Yeah.
But can we give them a big shout out?
Well, you
because they're minding the...
The press.
They're minding the president.
Yeah.
Well, fair play to you lads. I'd just like to say Masmur Gulamachaji.
Security passe.
Could you
security
say it in English? Because they don't understand
that,
Irish.
Well, no, let's say it in Irish first. So it's coming from... they know the land that it's coming from. Masmur Gulamachaji Naleds. I thought egg.
Tortiara gun uchtarana hain. Masmur Gulamachaji and Biden security passe.
So that means just big respect to all the boys looking after Biden and fair play to you and mind yourselves.
Secret
and
sense.
If ever you're in this part of the world, be sure to swing in
and have a pint
and have a, and say hello and
take off your walkie talkies.
Yes, but you have to you have to bring a story with you. You have to bring a story. That's the deal, isn't that right, Hector?
That's it.
That's the deal. You can sit down and have pints with any time.
Turn off your walkie talkie.
But you have to tell us a story.
I brought him to see the hospice. He came to see the hospice when he was in Mayo, right? So that whole day...
Did he climb into the bed and have a little snooze?
Stop. All... Stop it, you.
He thought it was... Old Arena. Oh, my... You mind if I... Just get that old lady out of there. I'm going to lie down for 20 minutes. Oh, yummy, yummy.
Oh, this is tasty.
I love machines.
And who's this? Oh, hello, Alina.
Leave it on. Live at 3.
What do you got for me? Which vein do you want?
Why does he sound like something from the... Like,
hello there, Joe. My name is Mary.
The Nushy Professor.
This is nice,
Luna. This is nice. Oh, yeah. Nice quilty quilts.
Quilty quilts.
This is nice. I'm going to have a snooze here. What time are you on stage in Ballinare?
Security service are bringing some fucking old lady.
I'm leaving.
Leave her out in the hall. I'm in 20 minutes.
Give him 20 minutes. He needs it.
Power nap. Motherfucker.
Siesta. Maybe. Put up the side of it so he don't fall off.
Okay, thanks for listening to us this week. We'll catch you up with you next week.
I feel all refreshed. Now, motherfucker, let's go. Let's go, motherfuckers.
Let's go, Ballinar.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Really, you know I don't really mean that about Joe. Like
doesn't
Joe.
Matter. Forget about it.
Big lick.
You're a lick. I'm not licking a man.
You're a lick.
I know.
You're a fucking lick.
No, I know Joe Biden. Like,
I'm only joking. You know I don't.
It sounds like school. Miss, I didn't actually mean that. Yeah, right. Sorry, you
miss.
Both got detention.
Yeah.
Forget
never,
about it.
I was
it.
Never licking school.
What? You always did your homework, you lick.
Your mouth. You always did your homework. My homework no, for 5 years.
No, you didn't.
5 years.
I was thinking about that.
And you have a woman's handwriting as well.
What doesn't does that he? Mean?
What?
Tommy, I was the only one to write to you.
You've got a woman's
when you needed me, I was the only one that wrote.
I thought I was getting letters from young women in Navan who missed me.
Tommy, you said you weren't able to concentrate in your homework. It's good. I couldn't do it either, but do I have ADHD? Like, I mean, I literally didn't. The last thing I wanted to do when I went home from school was my homework. It was hell.
Were you able to do it, though?
Did you do it? Sometimes.
Okay, well, I didn't.
Ever. Did you get in trouble for not
doing
it? I
remember
all the time
we did.
All the
nobody
time.
Cared if we did our homework back then. It wasn't like
my nieces and nephews are in a school now and they're getting a new dog to just roam around on the corridors. A little health and safety dog or whatever. A dog to calm their nerves and their anxiety. He's just going to roam around school all day long.
Archie be good for that now.
Yeah.
Would Archie be a good sniffer dog as well? Probably. That's probably what the real reason for the dog is.
I've put my name down to do a comedy gig, Os Gaeilge.
Oh, Mahu.
In the Crane.
Yes.
With a couple of other comedians.
Scaly or...
Sort of like, just to MC it. And it's in the Crane at good the end man, of the month. Hector. All Gahillis Gahumlan Os Gaeilge. The three comedians, Ella. Colleen O'Wan, some Kentanam, or Fod
Al Porter does stuff Os Gaeilge, does
Al Porter, Rashanish.
Yeah.
And... By Shark, go Hillis, go home last go, you can go a comedy festival. Darren, me, I'll keep you updated.
So, what will you do? How will you get ready for something like that now?
I'll just sort of come out and do 5 or 10 minutes at the top, just MC, get them on stage.
I did an interesting thing about that. Okay.
Were you going to do one of them?
A friend of mine is a storyteller called Martin Shaw. And I love him. He's doing a tour of Ireland, actually, I think, in October, and he's incredible. He goes on stage, he knows thousands of folk tales from all over the world. All over Russia and Africa, Native American, Irish and English folk tales. Stories about people meeting creatures from the other world. Stories about kings and queens and dragons and the devil and all these amazing stories. People who can change into rabbits. Rabbits who are people. And he goes out on stage each night with... no plan, just goes out and whatever story comes to mind, he just fucking, I would love to be able to do that. I'm so jealous of that as a way of life. So my missus and our youngest boy, Theo, are heading off to Dartmoor in a couple of days' time. Where the storyteller, Martin Shaw, is going to tell the story of the Odyssey. You know, the Odysseus, he heads off for years and years and years and he has all these fucking adventures and he eventually comes back. It takes 5 days to tell the story. And that's what they're going over to listen to. And
for 5 days?
And it takes 5 days.
Where is he going to sit in the house?
He's going to sit, he has a little, I don't know.
Are there many people there who listen?
There might be, I don't know, somewhere between 40 and 50 people.
And day after day.
Imagine being able to do that.
And you're driving, what age are you?
Theo's 11. Can you imagine being able to?
11-year-old.
And he's so excited because he loves Greek stuff. And he's buzzing up. He said, I'm going over there, I'm going to listen to 5 days. But imagine, I think that's a beautiful, like, so I'd prefer to be doing that than stand-up, I think. I'd prefer to be telling stories like that. Just, you know, but it never suited my imagination, but... he did a big tour of Canada recently and he told me he did something like 22 shows in 22 nights and he would get up every night not knowing what he was going to talk about and just a story would remind him of another story and of another story and of another story and that'd be it. And then a bottle of wine and a bit of talk and a bit of food and then on to the next town.
But
and
you
then
see,
up again.
He has a treasure. He has a store.
But would that be
mind?
A beautiful way of life?
Is it just storytelling or is there comedy in it?
No, he'd tell stories, but some of the stories he'd add funny twists to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What's his name? Martin Shaw.
Martin Shaw. He was on the chat show. He's the guy.
So is that what you said when you said, oh, I can't do something this weekend, I'm babysitting?
Yeah.
You're babysitting your own children. That's not, you can't babysit. You can't babysit your own children.
Well, I'm charging for it.
No, but you're Nuala Bannikine.
He's only doing from 10 until 1 and then you're leaving.
And then he's off. But listen, that's
isn't that just a fucking incredible?
But how come you don't want to go and see that?
Tommy,
you
might be well able to do that. You've tried that before, haven't you?
I tried to tell the story of the tawn.
Is that because you're ADHD again now? You wouldn't have the attention span to follow 5 days.
You can only tell stories that you're fascinated by. If you're not fascinated by them, that's somehow...
That's a fair point.
That translates to the audience.
What are you fascinated by?
I like the story of Jesus. I told you this before. As a story, I don't believe it necessarily to be true. I just like the story. I think I'm attracted to religious stories. But I'm just jealous of that way of life. I'm over there in Africa listening to people and they say to me, what do you do? I have no fucking... If I'd have said, I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
For though in Erden. And I'm in the middle of this village in Africa and I'm saying, and they were changed into swans and one of the swans flew this way.
Another the Shanaki,
swans
is it?
Flew and the third swan and 1,000 years later they turned back into him. That to me would be, because you can do drama, but
you can't
comedy
do
is
that.
Different. Comedy, you're in front of a room, there's 1,000 people there, they've all got, it's like being at a fucking, and you're there, and then they were, no, tell us a joke, you cunt, and they're shouting at you. It's not the same.
But isn't that...
I would have preferred, a part of me is so jealous of that.
But there is a part of you that can unearth more
we
of that.
When we were kids, we used to, part of our speech and drama and part of doing all that was the Shanachie. And we had one fella called Patrick Graham, my next door neighbour. He was the Shanachie. So wherever we'd go around to festivals everywhere and he'd be in the pub and he'd do that. So you can do that. You can do it. You can be a Shanachie.
Yeah, but it's the collection of stories you need to have those.
Yeah, but you can. You've got
thousands and thousands and thousands of stories he has in his head.
But you have them in your head.
And go back to that's I'm
so,
just,
so, so what
I'm
upstairs what are you
in the
doing?
Crane. Upstairs in the crane, 60 or 70 people, by Gael Gori or Fadon.
Yeah.
Munna will Gael get a gachtan a yom emakigantus.
Yeah.
Or will Gael get a gachtan an sure?
I don't think don't even ask them. Just presume that
I'll just
have.
Go in and then I just go and tell stories of my travels. Ask Gael.
Wow.
I see you, Laurie, the
and you have a wealth of stories. You could just go.
Plenty of stories I'll tell.
And would you? So what?
That's what I'll try. Maybe.
So what Martin does is that. So he spent, it obviously took him a long time to learn the Odyssey, to learn what happened. So rather than write down sentences, he wrote down pictures. So you might have a picture of a woman with a horse's back and the legs of a frog and the eyes of a randy dog. And he'd draw that picture. And he'd have all these pictures and that would help him tell the story of it.
The beauty about this is it's a comedy night, Os Gaeilge. And Kevin Healy and the boys have been trying to push this for a while. Comedy Os Gaeilge in the Roisin and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a continuation of that. I know to be a...
How will you approach it?
I'm just going to approach it in a happiness and coming in and going, I just want to see that crowd. And I don't have to do much. I'm the MC, but I'll just have to knot it all together.
You tell one or two stories at the start.
Yeah, have a bit of crack. Find out where they're from and have a bit of crack. I might tell one or two stories on the road.
And when you decide what stories they'll be before.
Yeah, I want to tell them about sitting in the middle of it.
Tell us, give us a quick blast of something like that now.
Vishek tree a chlug trinona gus vi mait shayur a kligo Addis Ababa a lor on jungle agus vi mention lebula le family a will a foss on chat because it's even lin on chat ta mait a kind
druggy on drug
yeah on planda ta mait a kind in Erin le father-in-law is bralin on chat agins on Afric is even low on chat coma
I don't think on plandas.
I was really gripped.
That's in Irish, you
see. Yeah, you're the best storyteller that I have ever
met. Go on, I need some advice for this.
Met. And what you're doing there is you're telling the story so that it works on the podcast. So that story, the way you've told it there, works here. But if you're in front of 60 or 70 drunk people, but you know this anyway.
Go on.
I've seen you do MC.
Go on.
I've seen you do MC.
Of course.
So there'll be no bother to you.
Yeah.
No fucking bother.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're a gifted storyteller.
So what do you think I should do on the night? to tell stories. But it's
your own instinct.
It's all Oscar Ailey.
Yeah, your own instinct will guide you right.
Exactly.
You know what to do.
Yeah, Kevin.
You're a performer.
Yeah, but like,
you're a born performer.
Look it. It's Oscar Ailey, so I'm doing it. Our son Nakusha, there was a great word when I was growing up. When I was doing that Comp of Fianish and we were raising the flags in the summer college in Cloche na Vian, the Fenian College, it was all our son Nakusha, all for the cause.
Yes,
and that's good.
Jenny May, our son Nakusha, our son and Gaelge, our son and comedy, our son Gaelge, so style is a crane. There'll be a flow of pints. By sure, ain't
Oh, by sure.
And you'll have a few too.
I won't, I might have one after it. But by sure, simul, the comedians, Ella, I will sauce the gulsus or nordon, August jokes are raw, as Gaelge.
Thank you so much for listening.
Papa coming later!
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.